It's more than wanting them. It's more than needing them. Think of heels and feel what you feel. Do you feel a need? Doesn't matter. Because what you're going to have is a key. A key to trance and to drop with me, and I sit here thinking, how would you do that? How would you anchor that? And an obvious approach arrives. When you just can't find the secret sauce to get yourself turned on enough, to get yourself dressed up enough, to get yourself the way you want to be and look at you and feel sexy, aroused, come here. I'll just send you back to heels. Come here. I promise to use only the artifice of your familiar dressing up, of your familiar dumbing down, of your familiar ooh, heels and prettiness, giggles, makeup, all the little things that I adore, I'll try to share with you, but remember, your brain's the interpreter. This stuff is suggestive. You gotta be my cooperator in this, my collaborator, my cohort. You must find the part of you that when you think of being dressed up, guided, commanded, just makes it easier to do that to you when your very sensitive souls are well contained and controlled. Heels on you are a way to do what I could also do with any other impetus of you, under you, where you belong. Dressed to impress or dressed to excess, past your brain, past your senses, past, oh, maybe this is too much. Oh, I'm spending so much time getting this perfect. Oh, I've been shopping for them. Oh, you are looking for what so many hypnotized subjects look for, what so many who are studying trance and its outliers are seeking. You've got a touchstone. You've got a central fetish. Thing about fetishes, you can bolt anything to anything. But beyond fetish, you have an aesthetic and an aesthetic appreciation. I can do a lot with someone who cares what their heels look like. I can do a lot for someone whose brain sparks at the perfect slide of an ankle, the perfect slip of toes into place, the slight tension and pressure that nonetheless massages with each impactful clicking step. You know what heels are. I know what heels are. And what does that reveal about us? And isn't it always about how those heels squeeze tight on the feet? It can be other things, the aesthetic, the fact you shop for them, the transgression in some cases. People would certainly look at me askance if I went out in heels right now, given I haven't worn them in public in 10 years. That alone is enough. If it's not your usual, it's fun to twist that gap on perception and enjoy. But you know there's more. The building of something around you, something that is touched, tainted, corrupted, pleasured by the existence of heels, of your fetish for your attention to detail, be lured in. The shine of material, the size of the heel, the way that it sits on the front of your foot, they all feel different. In the same way that one might buy 1,000 toys at the sex shop to satisfy what's between your legs, what goes on your feet satisfies what's between your ears. Not that the tingle of your gradually erogenous soul, massage it, feel it, squeeze it, moisturize it, take good care of your feet. Not that that sensitive, broad heel surface is not enough to set you stimulated, erogenous. You especially. Me too. And that's good. That's an opening. An opening down which the trance might flow, imagine, like being grounded in reverse. So instead of the static electricity venting through your feet into the ground, the fact that your contact with the ground is through the medium of your heels, which are associated with the whole aesthetic of shifting from how you were to the personam you play, the role you're in, the costume you wear. And costumes often come with rules. Qualities of the character within them. That's you. You're a character. Are you more malleable when you admit that you're a character? You are. What a discovery. How many other obvious signs of your surrender have been floating right in front of your nose, right on your toes, right skirting over your clothing, gliding over your features, all made up to you now? Breathe. And this breathing is simpler, Certain aesthetics lend themselves to the I am in heels and that's the only way I can be. I am in heels and that's the only way for me. Weak and deep and deep and weak. You know how that deepy deep weakness gets into you? Yeah, your toes, your soles. It starts down there. The more sensitized, the more thought about, the more fantasized, the more stories you absorb and imagery you take in, it just melts the tension. You're heel-based. Your heels are the basis of your trance, of your pleasure. They have walked you here, steered you into my clutches, into my companionship, into the fellowship of layback. Relax, I am. Breathe me in. My attention's around you, and that's a feminine thing. Especially when I think of heels, of a flourish, of a ostentatious and alluringly seductive presentation written in clothing and curses alone. The sensation flows, it glows, it grows, it begins, and you are an aesthetic student of how to make that sensation accompany a sensational presentation. And when your presentation is that sensation, doesn't that sensation redouble? Warm, heavy, blank, melty, deep, numb. It ekes its way up from your feet, and it's gumming up and up, gumming up the works inside. Any thoughts or signals sent along those nerves you find can't hide anywhere in your body. They're all destined for your heels, for your feet. If you had heels that steered you for real and guided you into the clutches of every deeper trancy place, every hypnotic grace that you've wanted to sup on, wouldn't it feel like this, dear? I think it would. Breathe in the stuff of me. When my attention floats around you, that is a cloud, and your every breath is the anesthetic imbibing of me, of purpose, of potential, a background passenger letting me take the wheel and say, oh, heels. The wheel leads to heels. The map leads to heels. Your feelings lead to heels. That's why you felt like you needed to be here. Loose, limp, a sensate estete, lost in your heels.